It's possible that when it comes to advertising, the mother of invention is actually beer. And if so, Budweiser is probably the mother of mothers, so to speak, with its innovative mascots like 1987's bull terrier Spuds McKenzie.
There he is. What a happening dude.
They're a super party animal.
Yeah.
His name is Spuds McKenzie.
1995's Frogs.
Bud. Bud. Wise Bud.
And 1999's... this.
Yo.
What's that?
What's that?
Hold on.
So what's up, B?
Watching the game, having a bud.
Go back further to, say, 1984, and companies like Old Milwaukee used more traditional pitches.
Taste as great as their name.
You know, guys, it doesn't get any better than this.
But over the past year, the Pabst Brewing Company, which makes Old Milwaukee, has honed the soft sell to a sharp edge, reminiscent of the brothers Bert and Harry Peel. The ads, which star Will Ferrell, air only in tiny markets and generally feature him doing things in locations clearly recognizable to those local audiences, like fishing in the Mississippi River in Davenport, Iowa.
When I'm not too busy being a big-time Hollywood phony, I like to come out here to Davenport. Sit on my favorite log and crack open a ice-cold Old Milwaukee. Something I do. Well, truth be told, I've never been to Davenport. This is my first time, but it's something I want to do, you know? I mean, it looks like something it'd be fun to do. Come out here and sit on a log and drink Old Milwaukee.
Or waking up in pajamas on top of a building in Terre Haute, Indiana.
I do not know how I got here. I was over in Illinois. Some guys jumped me, punched me in the face. They kicked me pretty good, too. Ow!
I woke up here on this building in Terre Haute. I'm not complaining. Some workers must have been here tarring the roof. They left three Old Milwaukee beers. Just doesn't get any better than this.
Or, during this year's Super Bowl, making out with a woman on a bus in an ad with no dialogue that aired only in Sherman, Texas, Ardmore, Oklahoma, and Glendive, Montana. The Pabst Company has been tight-lipped about the campaign, saying only that Ferrell does the ads for free and that he does pretty much whatever he wants. And what he does is summon up the regional charm of Bert and Harry with a new twist. Because they air locally, and only locally, these ads are almost guaranteed to go viral. Pabst saves buckets of money by buying cheap regional ad time instead of national spots, and then sits back while the internet gathers the eyeballs. That Super Bowl ad I mentioned, that aired only in three tiny markets, has over 3.5 million views on YouTube. Remember when newspapers were compelled to print the scheduled air times of the Peel's commercials so that people could find them? Well, everything old is new again. Get funny people. Set them free. Turns out, with those two simple ingredients, it's easier to brew delicious buzz than beer.
Old Milwaukee just doesn't get any better than this. I mean, sure, the moment my first child was born, that was pretty special. And I'll never forget the time I saw the Grand Canyon for the first time. No, you know what? I take that back. It just doesn't get any better than this. Those things are meaningless to me. Pop one open. You'll see what I mean.
That's it for this week's show. On the Media was produced by Jamie York, Alex Goldman, PJ Vogt, Sara Abdurkhman, and Chris Neary. We had more help from Krista Ripple, Ravenna Koenig, and Alex Hall. And the show was edited by Brooke. Our technical director is Jennifer Munson. Our engineer this week was Rick Kwan.
Katya Rogers is our senior producer. Jim Schachter is WNYC's vice president for news and our boss. Bassist composer Ben Allison wrote our theme. On the Media is produced by WNYC and distributed by NPR. I'm Brooke Gladstone.
And I'm Bob Garfield.
Support for On the Media comes from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, the Ford Foundation, the Jane Marcher Foundation, the Overbrook Foundation, and the listeners of WNYC Radio. This is NPR.